I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Monday, October 26th. We have a Monday night football game to preview. This is, somebody DM'd me like angrily on Saturday. It's like, you don't even preview the games anymore. It's just DFS and gambling. It's like, this is the DFS and gambling podcast. It's a whole preview. Like, you want me to like examine Bears interior offensive line play? Fine. We'll dive into the nuts and bolts of it, but we will talk DFS and gambling. Like, that's what people are doing on these games. That's why these are popular games. And joining me now to do it, good friend of the show, Larry Hartstein. What's up, Larry?
Is there a way to preview a game without talking about gambling?
I didn't know that. My response was just, thank you for the note. Enjoy your Saturday. He went on a longer rant about that and actually called us I can't say what he called us. Anyway. The Bears are at the Rams. The Rams are -6. The over-under is 44.5 at William Hill now. The Bears on the money line +230. The Rams -260. And this over-under started to drop on as of game day, down to 44.5. It was 45 on Sunday night. When you look at this, when you do your power ratings and you do make your picks at sportsline.com. And by the way, give me a promo code, Larry, that people can use to get their first month for $1.
Use spread first month for $1.
First month for $1. You get all the picks. And I'll be honest. Like, I haven't looked at your picks, but I know that our man RJ White is scorching hot right now. RJ, everything is coming up RJ at the moment. And, I think he had a great week in week 7, right?
Didn't he? He had an amazing week and, I'm feeling good. I had kind of a little rough start. But 5-0 in the Circa yesterday. Got a chance to go 4-1 in the Super Contest if the Bears come through. Feeling good.
Oh, so the Bears are one of your best picks of the week then, I guess.
You know, I put in the Super Contest first and I didn't put it in Circa, so I like it. I wouldn't say I absolutely love it just because of how limited offensively they are, but I mean, it's too many points. I mean, we don't know which team is better, right? We think they're both solid teams. The Rams, as everyone keeps saying, have only beaten the NFC East. I look at the Bears and I look at this amazing defense that's only gotten 8 turnovers. If you remember that great year a couple years ago with Vic Fangio, 36 turnovers forced. Well, they're doing it without the turnovers this year, and they're one of the most penalized teams in the league. And despite that, they're still 5-1. So I just see some good signs, you know, number one red zone defense. I mean, we can go on and on, but I mean, you follow the Panthers and you watched that game last week and Teddy Bridgewater, I mean, there was no one to throw to. Guys were not open against this pass defense.
Yeah, I think people get mad at me because I've called the Bears fraudulent for several weeks, and now I've sort of given up and said I'm going to pick the Bears every week. I mean, I do think that they are – I think the fortunate is the word. They probably shouldn't be 5-1. Like, when we do the off-season breakdowns and start to look at teams who made the playoffs who could take a step back in 2021 – I mean, assuming that the Bears make the playoffs this year, they're going to be one of those teams because every game is a one score game. Now, having said that, there's absolutely a formula here where they keep it within 6 points against the Rams because this is a team that plays good defense. They can stop. They can slow down the run. Khalil Mack is starting to come on. And if you can limit the Rams' ability to run the football and pressure Jared Goff, I think you can make for a really long day at the office for him. And I would anticipate that both of these teams offensively understand that the Rams are a better offense, but I think they're both a little limited offensively, just in terms of, you know, I mean, it's not like this is Patrick Mahomes against Tom Brady, which would be the preferred shootout situation. I think that the Rams, as good as they've been on offense, will understand that Chicago can probably slow them down. And I think the Bears absolutely know that they're not going to come in here and like open it up and, you know, drop it into third gear on, you know, with Nick Foles and David Montgomery against a Rams defense that has been pretty good. I think they're ranked, about league average, right? In terms of, defensive DVOA, but they have Aaron Donald. They have Jalen Ramsey. They can really create some turnovers and get some pressure on you. And so I think I would look at this game and expect it to be something like 19-16 when it all is said and done, Larry. And that makes me lean towards taking the 6 points and towards the under. What about you?
Yeah, both teams give up 19 points a game. So, yeah, and they're going to be conservative. The Rams got away from that last week. They were trailing, but they threw it way too many times. I think that's the way to attack the Bears is to run the ball. I think Darrell Henderson gets a ton of carries. He averaged, I think, about 8 yards per carry last week. He just didn't get enough touches. And the Bears, I mean, where are the playmakers? No Tariq Cohen. You know, David Montgomery is so limited, probably catches 5 balls for 30 to 40 yards out of the backfield, probably runs for 3 yards a carry. They've been averaging 2.3 yards a carry the last 3 games. The Bears are just going to dink and dunk it. And it feels like 20-17, 19-16, 17-14, something like that. And Jared Goff, I mean, they have to be worried about him because just in this matchup, he's had some stinkers in his career, but the worst team that he's faced is the Bears. He's 0 touchdowns, 5 picks, 50% completions. That's in the last 2 years.
Wow.
And we saw this matchup, 17-7 last year, 15-6 the year
before.
Remember
that awful, was it Monday night 2 years ago? It was just an awful game where maybe it was Sunday night. I can't remember what it was, but it was Goff and Mitchell Trubisky and it was really cold. Both defenses were playing at a very high level. And I mean, it was just not an impressive matchup from a young quarterback perspective. And it was basically like, just don't turn the ball over. And for whatever reason, the Bears, you're right, just have Goff's number. And they almost broke. Were they the team that broke him? Where it's like, he just wasn't the same for a few weeks after that. The Bears, by the way, Allen Robinson leads the team with 40 catches, 474 yards. And then it's Jimmy Graham with 22 catches, David Montgomery with 20, Darnell Mooney with 18, Anthony Miller with 16, and Cordarrelle Patterson with 8. It's not a high powered offense. They don't do a lot. And I just can't imagine that they would come in. I mean, where's the path for a ton of points here?
Yeah, it's Cordarrelle Patterson returning kickoffs. I mean, he's the number one kick returner in the league. And the Rams kicker is actually, they said this week, they do not want to give him a chance to return it, but he's only kicked 65% of the time in the end zone. For touchbacks. So that's one way. You've got pick sixes. The Bears have had 2 pick sixes called back due to penalty. I think that's the only way this gets over. And we've seen it come down all the way from 47.5 to 44.5. And so now under a key number of 45, but 44 is still a key number at 24-20. So, I'm definitely going under.
Okay. Yeah. I like the under here. And I believe that the under is actually part of our pick six podcast parlay. I think, Debo, do we hit 2 or 3?
Yeah, I think you guys are on pace right now.
Wow, that would be 4 or 7.
4 out of 7 weeks we would hit the parlay, and I haven't bet it one time. So my vow to the listeners is that I will continue to not bet it and share in the profits that we continue to generate for people who are listening. Just looking at some of the trends, I would say that, let's see, the Bears are 5-1 straight up, 4-2 against the spread. They are 4-1 as an underdog against the spread, this season, 0-1 as a favorite. That should tell you a lot about them. 3-0 against the spread on the road after going 1-7 against the road last year. And Chicago 7-3 against the spread under Matt Nagy in primetime, which is the second best record behind Baltimore, who's 5-2. They've also covered 4 straight Monday night games, if you're interested in that sort of trend watching. The Rams have only lost consecutive games against the spread once since the start of last season, 7-1 against the spread following their last 8 against the spread losses, which they lost last week. Primetime favorites this year are 5-14 against the spread. That's crazy, Larry.
Yeah, the updated numbers, the primetime dogs 15-6 against the spread, and primetime unders 15-6 against the spread. But also take a look at this. Road dogs of 6 or less, 27-12 this year. That's almost 70%. And one more thing in the Bears' favor is the ref, Bill Vinovich. Over 56% the road team covers when he's the lead ref, yeah.
So, I mean, all signs really point towards Chicago against the spread and the under as well.
Exactly. I mean, the only thing I'm worried about is that if the Rams somehow do get that 10-point lead, it could feel like a mountain, you know, in this kind of game, and it could snowball. But, yeah, this should be tight. It should be close to the vest, and it should be 20-17 one way or the other.
Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll look at DFS and props.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
All right, so let's dive into the props. And now this guy's in my head. Like, I can't. I'm like, did we cover the game enough? I feel like we did. What would be your top prop for this game, Larry?
Yeah, I'm going to look at a couple of Jared Goff props.
Love it.
Under 1.5 TDs is plus 130. Now, he's gone over it in 4 of 6, but he's never faced a defense like this. The Bears have given up 4 passing TDs all year. 4 TDs in 6 games, and they've had 5 picks. So I think he goes under that. I think they're going to run the ball. And also 33.5 pass attempts, I'm going to go under that. He's only gone over that once, and that was last week. I just think it's a run-heavy approach. So I like those two for Jared Goff. And then in the same narrative, I like Daryl Henderson over 54.5 rushing yards. I mean, last week, 14 carries, 88 yards. They bemoaned the fact that they didn't get him the ball more. I think that's a pretty low number. And like we said, the way to attack the Bears is on the ground.
Yeah, the Bears are 11th in DVOA against the run and 5 against the pass. If Jared Goff is dropping back a ton, this is a danger spot for the Rams. I mean, and like if he, I would think an ideal situation is, I think the Goff over under for passing attempts is 36.5. Sean McVay would love 33.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Sean McVay would love. Oh yeah, Nick Foles is 36.5. Excuse me. Sean McVay would absolutely love for that under to hit. If he gets under 33.5 passing attempts, it means that they have really been able to get Daryl Henderson going. They're probably mostly throwing on play action. They're minimizing Jared Goff's exposure against a very good defense. Now, I mean, the question is, can that game script actually work? For my prop, I told people to bet this on Sunday night. I bet it on Sunday night. I see it moving up already at William Hill. It's juicy, but you can get Jimmy Graham over receptions 2.5 minus 150. I took it minus 167, which I get is a ton of juice. It is now on the site I use, over 3 minus 130. So, I mean, that's climbing, and it'll probably get to 3.5 or 4 would be my guess, because he's, you know, Jalen Ramsey is going to be draped all over Allen Robinson. Like, that's going to be the matchup. That's what the Rams are going to deploy. I mean, if you are the Rams and you're thinking about how do we slow down the Bears, you're like, we're putting Ramsey on Robinson. Like, he is going to be all over him. Now, Cole Kmet coming in and being a factor is a little bit concerning, but I do think, you know, you look at Jimmy Graham so far this year, 7, 1, 10, 5, 5, 8 targets. And in terms of catches over his last 4 weeks, 6, 4, 3, 5. Like, he's hit it on every single week. He is a red zone threat. Nick Foles looks his way. Nick Foles is always like throwing to tight ends. And unless Kmet just becomes some monster, who just takes all of Graham's snaps, I mean, I'll live with that. But Jimmy Graham hadn't, you know, he doesn't need to play 90% of the snaps to get this number. He played 80% of the snaps in week 1 and hasn't been above 80 since then. He's generally in the 60 range. So they limit him, but when he's out there, he's going to draw Nick Foles' attention, and he doesn't have to catch, you know, he doesn't have to have 100 receiving yards. He just needs 3 short catches and maybe one's a touchdown.
I love that one. The Rams have also not done a great job against tight ends. Mm. And related, I like Cole Kmet 7-1 anytime touchdown. Last week was the first time they got him involved. I think they want to build on that. He had 2 targets. One of them was a touchdown. It was a great like in traffic over the middle using his 6'6", 260 pound frame. So I think they both can get home with that 3 catches for Graham and a TD for Kmet.
Yeah. And look, if you're going to splash, I agree with you completely. I think, and in fact, I think you could even go with both guys anytime touchdown score, Jimmy Graham plus 250 at William Hill. And when you look at his game logs again, you know, he has 22 catches on the season, but he also has like, he has 4 touchdowns in the year. I mean, this is a guy who's just a red zone. He is old and slow, but he can still jump a little bit, and he's a tough matchup for teams in the red zone. And that is how you attack the Rams. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if he ended up scoring one of those touchdowns. So I would take both those guys anytime TD. I like Cole Kmet 33-1 first touchdown score too.
Let's do it. I don't have Jimmy Graham's end zone targets offhand, but I would bet he's also had like 3 or 4 misconnections that just from watching, it feels like he's been close to a few more.
Yeah. I think you're completely right. Anything, any other props that catch your eye, that you would like to, you got any lottery ticket props?
It was Cole Kmet was my,
yeah, that counts. Yeah.
7-1. Yeah.
7-1 anytime score. So you just anytime score. And again, 33-1, Jimmy Graham, 14-1 first touchdown score. I love those. I cashed a mid game next touchdown score yesterday with AJ Brown. So that was fun.
Whoa. How much?
I had 40 on it. So I won like 280 or something like that.
But I mean, it was it was 7-1.
Yeah. It was like 9-1, I think. Maybe I can't remember exactly what happened, but I mean, it was like, you know, in the live betting menu, you can like hit the next guy up and then all of a sudden he's like taking off for the race. It's like, go, don't tackle him. There's actually some decent value. I'm looking at Daryl Henderson 7-1 to be the first touchdown scorer. What do we think about Allen Robinson unders?
I mean, I know what you're saying about Jalen Ramsey, and he's been great, but I don't know that he's going to have him every snap. And the other guys, Troy Hill and the other two corners they have there, have been very beatable. And A-Rob has 9 targets at least in every game. I mean, he is the offense. I mean, I don't know if you have any team with one guy that good and no Tariq Cohen and everybody else just not explosive.
There's nobody else. I mean, Darnell Mooney is an interesting player, and he's, you know, he pops up in these models where expecting regression, towards more receiving yards and all that. But I don't know that you can take like over Darnell Mooney receptions is 2.5. That's a lot. I'm just going to ride with Jimmy Graham. And then we got those tight ends, for the touchdown scores. All right. Let's talk some DFS. This is an interesting one because, you know, a lot of times in these showdown slates, like on Sunday night, people are hammering the offenses. This has got to be one where the Rams to get the Rams defense as a captain is $8,400. The Bears are $7,800. They're priced above guys like Gerald Everett, Darnell Mooney, the kickers. I mean, this is a pretty high price for, you know, Anthony Miller, Cole Kmet's on there too. If you're where would you lean in terms of a captainship? Because I think I might start with a Rams defense captain. Like I have no problem with that. And I think that'll be a popular build.
Yeah. I was talking to Mike McClure about this, and he said that doesn't matter the game script. It doesn't matter the matchups. He is never using a defense as a captain. And he said he might have 200 lineups tonight, and in none of them will he have. But that shocked me because I also thought the Bears at 7,800 or either defense would be worth playing. I'm going to go with Daryl Henderson, though. I just think
– I like it.
With Malcolm Brown only had 2 carries.
12,300 for Henderson as captain, by the way.
Yeah, and I mean, Akers didn't touch the ball. Brown is mainly going to get receiving. I just think this is a Daryl Henderson game, and the guy needs more than 14 carries. He's that good, and that's the way to attack the Bears.
Yeah, and I mean, presumably if you're going with a running attack – if you make a running back your captain, you believe that it's going to be a fairly low scoring game. You can toss both defenses in there and you can easily get both quarterbacks if you were so inclined, and then even still add a Everett or a Mooney. And if you wanted to bail on Fall, like again, you know, you have to sort of think about what the game script is. Like if you're building a lineup that's Daryl Henderson as your captain, maybe you want to bail on Jared Goff because you don't think he's going to attempt many passes and Henderson will be the primary running back. So then you could go with Foles and Allen Robinson trying to, you know, bring it back, because they'll be having to throw, and maybe add Darnell Mooney. You get both defenses, Foles, Darnell Mooney, Allen Robinson easily with 2,700 to spare. So I think Henderson gives you a lot of flexibility in terms of how you want to build, if that's the route you want to go.
What's your take on Cooper Kupp for this game? Because I don't think he's ever played worse than last week against the Niners. I mean, he drops the touchdown, caught 3 of 9 balls. I mean, these guys are usually in sync, and they were just – so I'm expecting him to be a lot sharper tonight. But, of course, I don't want to threaten that Bears defense or try to expect big things against that Bears defense. But what do you think about Kupp tonight?
No, I mean, I think that makes sense. Like, you can use Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods. I mean, like, these are guys that can get open for quick completions. You know, they can get open underneath. I think they'll want to do that. And Kupp is so good on play action where he's running these like deeper crossing routes. And Goff, you know, if you can get Henderson going, I think at some point they'll probably try and take a shot to Kupp. He had a 33.3% catch percentage last week. That, I mean, without guessing, I would say that it has to be the lowest of his career when he's been targeted, when he's actually, not including, if he's ever had a catch. So anytime he's been targeted more than 5 times, that's his lowest catch percentage of his career. That is obscenely low. Like he hadn't been that low really since he came into the league. I would expect a pretty big bounce back from him. I think you'll see McVay trying to get him involved. And I don't know that the Bears are just gonna, I don't know that you can just completely lock down a guy like Kupp because he can work underneath so much.
Yeah, the Bears, I mean, they do give up only 57% completions, which is the lowest in the league. But, I think Kupp is going to get his tonight. I've just never seen him so out of it last week. I was shocked that he didn't bounce back, like, even in that game, he didn't bounce back.
Yeah. Here's a little lineup you can do. So you can do Henderson, captain, Rams, Bears, defense, Foles, Jimmy Graham, and Cooper Kupp. I don't hate that lineup. Hit submit on that right now.
I'm making a note. Let's do it.
Yeah. Did your boy McClure, cause he's been hot, right? On his props and his DFS stuff. Did he have any, this Mike McClure, who's one of the Sportsline guys. Did he have any other DFS leans besides, he said no defenses as captain, anything else, any other hints you can drop, and you can get his full projections and all that stuff at sportsline.com.
Yeah. Oh, good plug there. Yeah. He had not run his numbers yet. And he said to check the site, today. I was talking to him late last night while we were watching that unbelievable ball game. He said, check the site today because he hadn't run the numbers yet.
Yeah. Okay. So go to sportsline.com, use promo code spread. No, hold on 1 second. Promo code spread to get your first month for $1. Anyway, promo code spread, get your first month for $1. You can get Larry's stuff. You can get RJ's picks. You can get Mike McClure's DFS stuff. Larry, thanks, buddy. Always a pleasure.
Anytime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.